goodbye.
It's Sarah, Sam and Tony on the hits.
We have a special guest in now, Suzanne Masefield, and it's a guest that Sarah and Sam, you did not know we were having this morning.
Yeah, we've been set up terribly.
Now, I apologise for
which
that.
Which is fine.
I apologise sincerely. So basically what's happened is we had a meeting, Sarah, Sam and I, with our producers, and I invited Suzanne to watch the meeting and to watch your body language. She is a body language expert. She has a new book out called Eddy Motion and the Tangible Magic. She's here to promote that, but also to do us a wee reading. So I hope you were nice in the meeting, guys. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Tony.
First of all, we'll talk about your book in a second, but sure. What did you take from our meeting? What did you analyse?
Well, it was really interesting, actually, because I couldn't hear what you were saying, but it looked like there was quite a lot of fire going on from the perspective of Sam did a lot of hand-to-face gestures, which is usually sort of what's going on. I need to think about this. There was a lot of pacifying. He was, you know, pulling his feet very tight together on his chair underneath the table, and also had his hands underneath the table to start with. And then he sort of was leaning on his face, and he looked really tired, you know. So it was like,
that's because of these two, like the people I work with. That's why I'm tired. Yes. So what they told me at that point.
Hang on, told us.
Yeah, what they told us was the fact that we were going to have to go on a ride, the new Sky Tower ride, which was at the top of the Sky Tower. Now, I've done one of these rides before, and I literally had nightmares for 2 weeks about it.
So that was a bit of a fabrication. We set that up to see what your reaction would be. So Sam reacted like it was something he didn't want to be told. How did Sarah react?
Well, Sarah withdrew her body language too, but she did it in quite a different way. She sort of hunkered down. She got her neck down like a bit of a turtle, and sort of she had her arms across, but she sort of barriered herself.
We were brainstorming ideas. That's what we were doing. So it's like in a brainstorm, you sit there and you listen.
Yeah.
And then you decide.
And then you figure out what, like you get told, okay, now we need an idea from you.
But you can also read a lot from our face shapes. Let's start with Sam. Yeah. What can you read from his?
Gorgeous.
He's very gorgeous. He's very flexible, so he can go with the flow, but he also likes to know where he stands. He's sort of quite a traditionalist in a lot of respects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making decisions, he'll sort of think about it and then go, he'll be able to see both sides of the coin, and sometimes we'll find that hard to actually make that decision because he can see both sides of the coin.
Don't agree so wholeheartedly. No.
Sam, you are the person in my whole life that can't make decisions. So that is spot on.
Yeah. Quite often, Tony Street has to make my decisions for me.
That's true.
That is actually true. Big life decisions too.
I'm looking forward to this one.
What about Sarah?
A very determined lady.
Yay! Strong, independent woman.
What is it? What very are you determined. Seeing there that screams that?
Well, it's all of her features are very, very strong and they're very solid. She's got very high heart energy around her cheekbones, which is a lot of high ambition there. She can be flexible, but she's very determined and she's got very strong opinions about what she, you know, just from her chin, the way her chin is, it's like it's very anchored in, I know what I believe. Mm. Now you've got to, you know, persuade me rather than I'm going to persuade you.
What about Tony's face? What does Tony's face say about
him? Now we're not supposed to turn it back on me. I was Tony's running this.
Tony's face, well, again, she's quite a traditionalist, but she also is very malleable. So she can go with the situation and deal with, you know, some difficult situations at times. But she's very much a connector. Her face is very much about connecting. She's got her opinions, but she will sometimes reserve those rather than, you know, stop the connection.
Yeah.
Give us the once over on your new book, because obviously you're using these skills in your new book, Eddy Motion and the Tangible Magic.
Yeah, Eddy Motion and the Tangible Magic. It's for 9 to 13-year-olds. It's a fiction book. It's a magical adventure. It's sort of a combination of Enid Blyton, Harry Potter, with life lessons about how to manage emotions, how to recognise emotions, how to deal with fear, how to deal with bullying. And so this is the launch into New Zealand now, and it's at Birkenhead Paper Plus, who will send it anywhere in New Zealand.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, you're spot on with us, so I would imagine you're spot on with the book too. Suzanne Masefield, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Call now for retail.